This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in Ukraine today on an unannounced visit to Kyiv. While on the ground, Blinken is expected to announce that another billion of your tax dollars will be used in funding for the war-torn nation. A State Department official saying that $1 billion will be going toward financial and humanitarian assistance. Both Republicans and Democrats are pushing back against a growing illegal immigration crisis. New Jersey Governor Phil Moore is rejecting a proposal to house thousands of illegal immigrants at the Atlantic City Airport, most of them from neighboring New York City, where Mayor Eric Adams says he can't handle all of them. New York Republican Congressman Nicole Maliotakis tells Fox News she believes the illegal immigrant crisis is intentional on the part of the Biden administration.
They're obviously doing this on purpose. They are trying to disrupt our society. They're trying to disrupt our nation. They're actually causing great havoc within communities.
A hearing is set for Wednesday in the Georgia 2020 presidential election interference case. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee has scheduled the hearing to decide on severing some defendants from the main case, saying in a court order that he intends to ask the state for a good faith estimate on the time frame needed to present its case at the joint trial of all 19 defendants. Every defendant in former President Trump's Georgia case is pleading not guilty, and they've all waived their right to an in-person arraignment. A heat wave is continuing on the East Coast this week. More than 50 million people were under heat alerts Tuesday from Minnesota to Texas to Massachusetts. A heat advisory remains in effect from Philadelphia up to Boston, where temperatures could reach close to 100. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Vice President Kamala Harris is taking part in a summit with Indonesia's president in Jakarta early Wednesday morning. The vice president declares the United States is ready to help strengthen the ties shared between the two countries.
There is an impressive amount of work underway between our nations as we share a desire to continue to strengthen our ties. You have made economic growth a priority, which we appreciate, and it is a priority we share.
Representatives in the House return to Washington from summer recess in a week. House Judiciary Chairman Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio joins Fox's Hannity to detail his committee's ongoing investigation into President Biden and his son Hunter. Representative Jordan saying that the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith, and himself are looking into an IRS investigation into Hunter that the Republicans say was mishandled. This comes as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy inches closer to launching an impeachment inquiry into the president.
The White House is getting all ready because they know what's likely to happen later this month. The speaker's been clear about this. If we need to go to an impeachment inquiry phase of our oversight work, we will do that. They're getting ready, but we're going to come at this from all angles.
President Biden says he has never been involved in his son's businesses. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, well, in a verdict yesterday, Enrique Tarrio, the ex-head of the Proud Boys, received a 22-year prison sentence for his involvement in the Capitol attack on January the 6th of 2021. Of course, a D.C. jury convicted Tarrio and three other top members of the group on charges of seditious conspiracy, while Tarrio's counterparts received sentences ranging from 15 to 18 years. The Department of Justice had initially pressed for a steeper 33-year punishment for him, highlighting his central role in instigating the violence. In an emotional plea, Tarrio acknowledged his wrongdoings and expressed remorse, particularly towards law enforcement, urging U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly for leniency. And I guess maybe he got it from 33 to 22 years. Scott Powell joins us now. Scott, of course, is the author of Rediscovering America, currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute, member of committee on this present danger, China. Scott, always good to have you with us. How are you? Good morning, sir.
Hi, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, we had a Labor Day that, you know, it's quite interesting because they do these man-on-the-street interviews, and they ask people about Labor Day, and they have no idea what Labor Day is all about. And I was teasing a couple of commercial operations around my neck of the woods here in Florida. And I said, it's Labor Day, not Labor Days. I came in to, I ran some errands on, I believe it was Saturday of the weekend, and my cleaners was closed, my mailbox people were closed. I go, it's Labor Day, not Labor Days. But it's Labor Days, and they're still not sure what it means.
Well, I think, you know, I've researched it a little bit more since I wrote, I wrote that article on mm-hmm. Labor Day. And while it is true that the holiday was established by union labor, you know, the idea of a Labor Day holiday was basically conceived in the 1880s by union labor, who sought recognition for the accomplishments of American workers. But there's more to that story. Mm-hmm. They working conditions, even in the late 19th century, were pretty bad. I mean, many people worked 12-hour days in really substandard working conditions, and there was also child labor. So, the labor unions were actually criticized for failing to take care of their workers and to mitigate and eliminate. How could they tolerate child labor? That's wrong, right?
But of course,
labor unions sort of turned a blind eye to it because, as you know, labor unions tend to, tend to get corrupted like other organizations, because the people at the top that run the unions, they want to get rich over the collective action of the people, and if it means tolerating a little corruption along the way or a little immoral working conditions, well, so be it. But anyway, so they were criticized because the Libyans were criticized. They just said, hey, what can we do to sort of, bail our reputation out? Well, let's get Congress to establish a Labor Day holiday. So they did.
Yes. Well, yeah, I mean, like anything, when people have a problem, and it's amazing, instead of taking care of it themselves, they look to the government. And then what does the government do? They do what they do. So what happens, you have kind of, in a sense, this is kind of a soft transference of greed. So they realize they've gotten greedy, they don't know how to handle it, and so then we'll turn it over to the government, and so they kind of, the government in a way gives them a shield. And but there's always quid pro quo, right? And if you follow what happens next, you see how the government benefited from this. And still at the expense of the people.
Yeah, well, now, what your audience needs to understand is that the labor union membership is dramatically changed.
Of course, they realized the public at large didn't. They saw for what it was, and they said, "We're out of here." But then they were smart enough to figure out, okay, well, if we join ourselves with the government, then, we'll be able to sustain this idea. So you had labor at one point. Unions were represented, over 30% of America labor was involved in a union. And now, what is it, single digits, less than 10% now. And yeah. And so they made it up by going to the government. And so now that's why these unions are there. And this is why, which is amazing to me, because, it makes sense. I mean, Joe Biden, when he talks about labor, who is he talking about? It's union. Oh, I've got more union jobs. We got all these union jobs. You have to forget that. You have to forget that how many union jobs he destroyed in killing the energy sector, right?
Yeah. What's striking now is that union membership has really shifted to government employees. The government has the biggest unions in the country, mm-hmm. and the membership ratio of government workers is about 34%. So about 34% of all government workers are members of a union, mm-hmm. and that is more than five times higher than the union membership ratio in the private sector. The union membership in the private sector is about 6.1% of workers in the private sector are unionized, whereas 34% of government workers are unionized. And so what's the role of a union in the government? I mean, the reality is that these people are very well taken care of. They have monopoly positions, basically.
Yes.
If you work for the government, you know, there's no competition. So there's really, the role of a union is really, and working conditions by and large are, if you're working a white collar government job, I mean, how bad are your working conditions? They really aren't. They're very
mm-hmm.
good.
Right. Yeah,
so there's
exactly.
really no role for the unions except to extort more money out of the taxpayer.
Exactly. Well, without a doubt. And the deal is what happens. You see, my resentment of the unions is it mediocritizes humanity. Because like you said, there's no competition. You work at a certain level. You can't make anybody else look bad. If not, the union bosses or the stewards are going to come in and say, hey, look at Scott, you're making us look bad. Back off. And that is the mindset, sadly, of union operations. I don't know of any union, and you can help me understand if there's a different culture. But mine is my understanding and my experience with unions has been that it flatlines them. It dulls their ambition,
and so here
they are, right? And they're in our government, and so we come up with sayings like, well, that's good enough for government work, right?
That's right. That's good enough for government work.
This is what's happened. But Labor Day needs to have a revival, in my humble opinion, to understand what it's all about, and that we should, you know, we should renew the spirit of the laborer, and why America, you know, treasures good labor, and how it's been a tried and true tradition, and it is what has been the basis and foundation outside of our faith of American exceptionalism. That's my humble insight on that.
Okay. We can talk about that on the other side.
You know it well. Scott Powell, stay with us. More from Scott after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Independent, just what you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The author of Rediscovering America, Scott Powell, continues with us in just a moment to remind you of why you need to get your hands on this book, Rediscovering America. This is going to really reconnect you with the roots of what America is all about. The book is, it is rich and voluminous in significance, but yet short, if you know what I mean. It's written, you know, for busy people like you and me. They're in a series of chapter short stories revealing many amazing little known things about America that other history books neglected, making the book a page and chapter turner that's going to make you, the reader, feel good about being an American. Why not? Let's kind of, you know, counter the narrative that's being put out there by progressives. Because each chapter covers remarkable backstories of the most important transitional periods in America, equally engaging for young and old. So that means you can sit down and read it, you know, sit down with your kid, read the stories. Bless them. Let them get an education. Because you know what? They're not going to get this information in schools. I mean, we see what's happening. We see the curricula that's put out there. And especially, you know, for those parents that are homeschooling, whoa, man, what a boon. I mean, this will go a long way, as we say, and, you know, so great for parents and grandparents to read. So check it out, Rediscovering America, the book available at all the usual places, or you can get it at Scott's website as well. Right, Scott?
Well, I think we're out of books at my website. So, you know, Amazon is
okay.
The go-to place, and there are others. I think Barnes & Noble mm-hmm. still has books.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, excellent. All right, we're talking Labor Day, and, you know, I mentioned that, you know, maybe we need a revival in appreciation, just like what your book does. It revives people to understand, wow, that's right, this is why America and people feel the way they do about America, because, you may say, well, I didn't know that. Well, there are people that know this story. There are people that are still living this story, and so they appreciate it firsthand. And so, catch up to speed. And as far as labor is concerned, I mean, God told us to be fruitful and multiply. And there's something powerful about that edict that he passed on to us, because God wouldn't have told us to do something that he hadn't given us the equipment in which to accomplish said mission, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I think one of the more powerful things about America, and when we go back to the colonial period, the settlers were... they were self-selecting people. They were willing to leave the familiarity of their European homes and cross a dangerous ocean. So they were by character. Those early settlers were tough. They were willing to sacrifice and take risk. And they were predisposed to, you know, to work and forgo immediate gratification. So think about it. They came over in the 17th century, in the 1600s, and they brought the tools that were well known in Europe. These have been around for hundreds of years. They were shovels and axes, hoes, plows, and they've been used for centuries. But something happened in America that sped up economic development and transformed labor output beyond what had ever happened previously in human history. And I think, as I say, these people were predisposed, but they were also Christians. And the Puritans, for instance, that settled in the Boston area, within a generation or two, many of their descendants had achieved surprising wealth that in many cases was created from nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in addition to that, in contrast to today, you know, what stands out about the towns and cities in colonial America was the relative absence of poverty. You just didn't see poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah. You know, people saw opportunity and they said, hey, if we work at this, we can create independence. We can accumulate the funds to grow the business and buy more property and do the things that people want to do.
You know, Scott, and that was the attitude of a lot of immigrants that came, particularly from Europe, came here, is because they said, look at, hey, if I work hard, it's based on merit, and there was reward there. And people came here, they wanted to work hard, they wanted to assimilate, and the third thing that seems to be missing from the equation of today's immigrants is they loved America. They loved what America stood for.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, they, you know, we're a country of immigrants. We were built by immigrants. And the fact is that that America is an exceptional country. Now, you know, few would disagree that up until the last couple of generations, the United States was inherently different from other nations. But even if the idea of American exceptionalism seems unfitting for some in contemporary times, and I understand that, and I don't totally disagree with that in terms of looking at the popular culture, but no one can deny certain facts about the ways in which America is unique among nations of the world. Now, just get this. The United States represents only 4% of the world's population, but it has produced 96% of the world's creativity, and it's also created 25% of the world's wealth with only 4% of the population. And we provided more upward mobility than other nations. So it's little wonder that America is the number one destination for immigrants. So, of course, we've always welcomed legal immigrants. Our problem right now is we have an open border and a lot of anti-American elements, enemies may be coming into our country, because our southern border is so porous right now. So, we are living in very challenging times, but the original principles that built our country are still there. Our Constitution is still there. You know, our Constitution has been there for 234 years. Mm-hmm. Well, the average length of other nations' constitutions would in the world has been less than 20 years. So, you know, we have longevity because of the soundness of our Constitution, which really empowered people to be all that they could be and set about putting limits on government. Now, that's all being challenged right now, and that's why Americans are waking up and they need to take back their country because we have elites that want to merge America into a global order, and the elites want to stay at the top and they want us to be serfs.
Exactly.
working under them. And of course, that's just unacceptable as an American.
It was the very thing that our founding fathers ran away from. And here we were, an answer to prayer. God gave us this covenant and this great American idea. And as long as we honored that, it went well for us. That light on a shining hill that John Winthrop talked about kept shining brightly. But, you know, this is like a birthright. It's something that needs to be cherished and protected. You cannot take it for granted and understand that right now, yes, we are a constitutional republic, but we're losing grip of it. And I think that sometimes when people realize that something is being taken away, then they respond. And America, by and large, this silent majority has been slow to respond to this powerful government that continues to, reduce our liberties and reduce us, the common man to our lowest common denominator. And this is an anathema, you know, to this great American idea. And we must rise up and resist it with all our might, Scott.
Absolutely. We're really in a second American revolution. And let's reflect on the first revolution. You know, when the colonies rebelled against Great Britain, Great Britain was the greatest military power in the world. The colonies were separate colonies. They didn't really have much communication with each other. Well, God took care of that by sending a spiritual revival. It was called the Great Awakening, which connected all the colonies and sort of prepared them for what they needed to do. But the leadership that rose up at that time was so remarkable. I mean, Washington is our founding father, the greatest of all the presidents, for the reasons that he had absolute faith, total commitment to the cause. He had an amazing courage and he had persistence. And we need to find those qualities today because they're going to save our country.
Scott Powell, as always, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. He's the author of Rediscovering America, currently a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. A hearing is set for Wednesday in the Georgia 2020 presidential election interference case. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee has scheduled the hearing to decide on severing some defendants from the main case, saying in a court order that he intends to ask the state for a good faith estimate on the time frame needed to present its case at the joint trial of all 19 defendants. Oil prices are on the rise after Saudi Arabia extended its oil production cuts through the end of the year. According to state-owned media sources, the voluntary 1 million barrel per day reduction will be reviewed on a monthly basis until then. The Saudis first supplied the cuts in July after oil prices fell below $75 a barrel. Brent crude prices jumped above $90 a barrel on Tuesday after the announcement by the Saudis. Tim Berg, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking with Noah Sykin in just a moment. He's the Vice President of IBM Sports and Entertainment Partnerships. First of all, we're going to give you a little background here regarding technologies that include artificial intelligence. It is everywhere, right? And it's enabling fans even around the world to have new immersive experiences of their favorite sport and players. Now, how are these cutting-edge technologies impacting sports and bettering the fan experience, and how is IBM working with sports organizations to digitally transform the games? Well, new for this year, IBM is introducing AI-powered fan experiences for tennis fans in partnership with the United States Tennis Association, which hosts the U.S. Open. At the end of this month, the U.S. Open tennis tournament kicks off. For over 30 years, IBM has worked closely as the technology partner of the U.S. TA to elevate the digital and fan experience for the U.S. Open. With us right now is Noah Sykin. Noah, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
How exciting. I mean, my goodness. I mean, congratulations on IBM, figuring out ways to expand the fan experience and utilizing artificial intelligence.
Yeah, it's a great challenge. You know, it's a great challenge each year to bring the U.S. Open forward, create new experiences to engage fans, and frankly, create conversation around the event. So We're always proud of our work, and we have some great new features this year.
So talk about it. Break it down. What kind of new features are we talking about?
Yeah, so if you think think about a tennis event, there are 17 matches happening simultaneously around the grounds. But, you know, if you turn on the TV or you try to get that content, for the most part, there's only one or two courts, maybe three courts that have commentary. Patrick McEnroe, John McEnroe, Chris Evert, pick your favorite commentator. The reality is that our partners asked us, how do we bring commentary to all of those matches at the same time? And artificial intelligence is a great solution. So we brought the new AI commentary feature out to the U.S. Open. So for every singles match over the course of the U.S. Open, when you go to the highlight packages that get published after the match, there will be commentary on top of that, on top of those highlights. And that was used with generative AI to create those highlight packages. So AI commentary, we have a new draw, an AI draw analysis feature that starts to dimensionalize who has the harder or more favorable draws to get to the final. So a variety of different experiences for people to choose from.
How, in your research, how are the fans responding to this? Because obviously, like anything that comes out like this, it's a bit of a process. It's not like all of a sudden it's going to be perfect. And I think that, you know, some sports announcers, you know, get a little bit nervous and going, well, are we going to be replaced by AI? You know, so how do you reproduce the personality, especially any personality like John McEnroe, right?
Yeah, well, I won't comment on Johnny Mac too much, but certainly okay. Unique personality, you know, and great perspective, you know, and that perspective comes from knowledge of the game and knowledge of the players. But, you know, the reality is that, you know, like I mentioned, 17 courts, there's only commentators on a couple courts, and those outer courts right. are, you know, don't have commentators. So we're filling in the white space where there isn't commentary, today. And I think you're right, which is, you know, fans have high expectations and, these capabilities are going to progress over time. So what you see today on US Open with this commentary is going to be very different than what you see next year. As a simple example, today those highlights are produced using English language. Well, tennis is a very international sport.
Oh, exactly.
Competitors here from around the world. So we're going to be able to automate multi-language commentary. So wherever you are in the world, you will hear commentary in your native language. So this is about meeting the needs of the customer wherever they are around the world. And this is a tool that simply the U.S. Open never had access to before. So we're really excited, you know, about that. But as you say, you know, people's expectations today are very high. It takes a little while to meet people's expectations over time.
Well, that's okay. You know, Noah, I could anticipate, this is just me, so I don't know if this is valid in any way, but where AI could afford a channel of interactivity. So maybe on these other courts, yeah, you don't have commentary, but maybe there's a channel or an opportunity for people to throw in their own commentary.
Well, that would be interesting.
I don't, you know, I'm just, hey, you never know. You might end up with, you know, some Charles Barkley like guy just sitting there who's followed tennis all his life and, you know, he's a genius, but, you know, he's stocking shelves somewhere at the Home Depot. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking, you know. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you make an excellent point. You know, everybody has an opinion. Right. And everybody wants to contribute. A couple of years ago, we did debates, AI powered debates around U.S. Open, competitors. And the reality is that what the U.S. Open really wants is for people to talk about their event. Right. And so whether it's predictions for the match and, you know, we make a prediction for every single match. Well, some people don't agree with those predictions and they're going to express their voice in social media or other places.
Exactly.
Is that a bad thing? I don't think so. You know, because it just means that you're drawing more attention to the Open, getting people more interested. And that's exactly what these tools are really intended to do in this particular context.
Well, what you're also looking to do is kind of advance the connection with the audience, right? You know, being in radio most of my life, it was about engaging all the senses. And the more senses you could engage, the more successful you were. And, you know, I see what's happening with AI here is bringing an element and a complement to people's experience and heightening, you know, their senses in such a way that, wow, this is, I can see how this is going to evolve and, you know, how exciting this is going to be. Even, I think some of the commercials are showing where, you know, they have like, AI football players crashing through a living room and, you know, knocking over a TV or something, you know, that kind of adding to some realism, you know, to the experience, right?
Yeah, well, look, I think the experiences, we're just starting to touch on some of these experiences. And, you know, who knows where it's going to go. I think artificial intelligence has a role to play in getting fans engaged. It has a role to play in how the players train for the competition. Really, really important. It's going to have an impact on how broadcasters show the competition. So,
exactly.
You know, across all dimensions, you know, really has a capability to transform businesses more broadly.
So this partnership with USTA and IBM, can you tell us a little bit more about that? We've got a couple of minutes left here, Noah.
Yeah, so we've been partners with the USTA and the U.S. Open for over 30 years. We were actually helped them come into the digital era, created the first websites, mobile applications, started to bring live video experiences, live scoring out to the world. And, you know, you have to remember that was, you know, super innovative years and years ago. But these are the kinds of innovations that we, you know, that we always bring to bear. Most importantly, though, you know, this is a business. You know, this is a business that has customers. They have to please them. They have to engage them. They have to give great customer service. They need to be able to provide great cybersecurity capabilities for their websites and applications. And those are the same challenges that, you know, businesses around the world have. So whether it's the U.S. Open or a big bank or retailer, all businesses really need to think about how they're infusing these new capabilities into their processes.
Yeah, because you've got to consider bandwidth as well, right? Speed and being able to give them the total experience, right?
Yeah, speed and productivity. You know, you mentioned this notion of like, oh, the commentators are concerned about their jobs. They really shouldn't be concerned about their jobs. The reality is this is adding more bandwidth. It gives, you know, more bandwidth and more capability to show the event better, drive more interaction, more interest in the event. And people are always going to want, you know, new perspectives from, you know, the experts in the field, like, as you mentioned,
exactly.
John McEnroe.
Well, we've got about 30 seconds left. What other sports partnerships does IBM have?
Yeah, so folks should, as the U.S. Open winds down, the NFL season starts up, and we have great new AI insights in the ESPN Fantasy Football app. So I'd encourage everybody to find your 10 or 12 best friends, put together a fantasy football league, and use the ESPN Fantasy Football app to run that league.
And get ready to have more fun than you've ever had before. Where can they go for more information? Noah Sykin, please.
Yeah, people can go to IBM.com/sports to learn all about what we've talked about here today. And I, again, also encourage people to download the U.S. Open app, ESPN Fantasy Football app, if they want to experience it for themselves.
Noah Sykin, can't thank you enough. Appreciate the time. He's the Vice President of IBM Sports and Entertainment Partnerships.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty.
Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
With you, America. Bill Martinez here as we listen to some great music from my good friend John Schlitt and Petra. As the lead singer of Petra, he earned 4 Grammy Awards, 10 GMA Double Awards, 3 RIAA Certified Gold Albums, became the first rock group to win the GMA Double Award for Group of the Year, and also... John, along with the rock band Petra, was inducted into the Hard Rock Cafe in 1994, the first Christian group to ever be inducted. And, of course, he's been having fun hanging out with the boys and bringing back memories to people all over the country. You've been outside of the country. I mean, it's been nonstop for you, right, John?
Yeah, Bill. Central America, Scandinavia, heading back to South America. It's been great. Not to mention, surprisingly, and I'm serious, surprising to me, doing a whole lot of shows here in the U.S. When we first talked about doing the 50th anniversary, I thought, maybe we'll do 6-7 shows, and it'll be great for the fans that want to see us. And oh my gosh, it's just exploded, and I'm very excited about it because it's getting to meet a lot of old friends that were part of us in the past and now part of us today. So it's very cool.
John, did the Jesus Revolution, the movie, do you think this has added to the popularity you know, for you and kind of the rebirth of Petra as well?
You know what? Only God knows. We just take it a step at a time. I think that movie was fantastic. I think there's several other actually Christian movies coming out that are top notch and just blowing the doors off the norm. I'll tell you what. I think right now the country's hungry for Christ. The powers to be have been trying to phase him out, phase Christ out of our country, and it's just not going to happen. So right. I think they're almost a backlash of the Holy Spirit come back, say, no, that's not how it works. So
amen.
I'm loving
exactly.
the minute of it.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, John, because that's one of the reasons why I wanted to get an update from you, because as the band has been traveling, the interaction with the audience, the people that are coming out in numbers, there is this spiritual hunger in the midst of this wackiness that's going on. I mean, and I keep telling people not to freak out because, you know, when I went to God earlier in the year and I said, God, what's going on? And what he told me was wheats and tares. That's what he said, John.
Wow.
Wheats and tares.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, again, we're watching our audience, and we go forward. And Petra was actually known for, in fact, our critics would call us rock and roll pastors. In other words, we did a lot of I won't say preaching, but we got the word out through our music and through what we had to say and right. would have altar calls and this kind of thing. Now, because that's, we knew that that was what God had in store for what we believed was Christian music. It was to use the music to talk about Christ, to present the gospel, and to see how the Holy Spirit would use it that night. And so it's sort of the same thing now. I think it's a refreshing reminder of how God can work when you're available. And that's what we've always been. And it's just a lot of fun to watch it.
Mm-hmm. And as you say, John, it reminds us that God hasn't stopped working on our behalf, has he?
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, the more the enemy comes for us, the stronger the Spirit of God comes forth. It's always been that way. It'll be that way. I will say there were times when I was discouraged, because it was like every time we turned around, it just seemed like the enemy was winning. And you got to sit back and say, you know, get in the Word and say, hey, that's not how it works. Just go forward and be victorious in your thinking, mm-hmm. and know that, and then and trust that God's got a plan.
Yeah, and again, you know, being reminded, Ephesians 6, to put on the full armor of God. I mean, you talk about the weapons of our warfare. I mean, John, you're seeing it firsthand as you go out, not only throughout the United States, but in parts of the world that you and Petra have been going to recently. You see that the devil is relentless as well, and I have this sense that because his time is drawing nigh, he has intensified his efforts to come after, you know, God's elect, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's obvious. It has been for years. He never gives up, but neither does God. Remember, God allows this. I mean, the enemy can't do anything without mm-hmm. God saying, all right, go ahead. Because God's in control. I know it seems sometimes to a lot of folks that are sitting in the middle of despair or whatever, they're going, well, why? Well, we don't know why, but we just always have to understand that God is the ultimate power. He's mm-hmm. the ultimate power. And even though the enemy has been given permission to make messes of this world, he's not the final word.
Exactly.
And God's got a plan, and we just have to have sometimes the patience and the faith to know that in the long run we win.
Exactly.
I have a book. We win.
Yeah. That's the final chapter. In fact, if you want to go ahead, I mean, God doesn't have a problem with you going to the final chapter and reading about the victory. That's okay. I know sometimes some people are, you know, they're so ADD, they go, well, you know, I just got to go, you know, one chapter at a time. But no, it's okay. It's all right. It's a coming attraction, isn't it, John?
Absolutely. I mean, and then on top of that, once you read the word, once you read the final and the outcome, you can go back and start reading through the Word in a different, you know, with a different aspect or a different outlook, a different perspective.
Right. Well, it's liberating because you've got to know, even when you go through the New Testament, the fact that Jesus died for our sins, He rose from the dead, the grave is still empty. I mean, we're free in Christ. I mean, we win no matter what because of what Jesus did. And I tell you, that in and of itself, if you can get your brain around that, is the most liberating experience, because ultimately freedom comes from God. God gives us freedom, not the government, not any reigning president or king or whatever. God Himself wants us to be free, right?
Absolutely. You know, there was a time when I was feeling like, well, I'm just too dirty. There's no possible way that God can ever use me again. And praise God, a thought came into my head, and I know it was God. Mm-hmm. And He said, okay, which sin was it that you did that's greater than my blood? Mm-hmm. And it was an eye-opener for me, and it is a statement that I bring forth every chance I get. We've got to understand that we're sinners.
Yeah.
We're human. We're sinners. We're never going to be perfect, no matter how hard we try. But neatest part, the most amazing part, is that the blood of God was shed for us, for our sins. We have the right to stand at the throne of God because He doesn't see us. He sees the blood of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got, I know it sounds to a lot of people, it's like, what are you talking about? You just have to read the Word. Understand
right.
what this means.
Yeah. Well, understand, and as best you can, try and understand a loving God who doesn't think like we think, whose ways are much higher than ours. I mean, you think, you know, as you just shared, John, it reminds me of Peter. Here's Peter. He messes up. Jesus tells him, hey, you're going to mess up. And Peter, you don't know what you're talking about. And then he messes up.
Yeah.
And right? And I'm talking about worthy. And meanwhile, Jesus already told him, he says, hey, man, because you told me who I am, I'm going to tell you who you are. You are Peter, and upon this rock, you're going to lead my church. I mean, he gives him his mission right there. And then Peter goes and messes up, and then Jesus has to go track him down because he's out, you know, he decides, okay, I'm going to leave ministry, I'm going to go back to my old ways because I've messed up, I'm unworthy. And Jesus tells him, John, just like he told you, hey, I want you know the deal we got? It's still on. Right? Isn't that so cool? It's like, hey, the deal between me and you, that's still there, man. It's done. It's the same way like God said to David, a man after his own heart. Yeah, you kill your friend to go and, you know, have an affair with his wife, have a child, stuff like that. But you know what? You're still the man after my own heart. I still love you.
Yeah.
Our deal's still on.
God is a forgiving God. And thank
God, right, John?
Oh, God. And it can encourage you to all of us. We've got to understand that we're talking about a God who we're never going to understand, to tell you the truth. That's why the Word is so important, to keep us in perspective, because he's just too big.
Right, exactly.
He's designed for centuries to come if he tarries, that we don't even understand yet. It's so exciting to me. Sometimes I try to let folks know, hey, listen, we're like, to try to understand God is like an amoeba trying to understand the
without a doubt. What a great career you've enjoyed and how you've blessed us richly, John, over the years. And I cannot thank you enough for coming on and giving us a positive update that, you know, the Holy Spirit is moving and Jesus is alive and well. And He is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And He will be back soon and very soon, right?
I totally agree. Absolutely something to look forward to every minute of the day. Despite everything that's trying to knock us down, we are the victory. You know, we are the victorious. We just have to always remind ourselves of that and realize that we've got a God who never fails us.
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the lead singer of Petra, John Schlitt. Thank you, John. God bless.
Oh, Bill, God bless you too, buddy. Thanks for your interest.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters.